It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's time for Studio 435, our Monday Night Jam session in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We feature Chicago bands, you should know. Tonight, no exception, the Chicago indie rock band Low Shut Up, which last was together in 2004. How about that? I mean, these guys were taking on the scene back in 2001, 2002, that kind of time frame. Is that about right? And they are back together. 2004 was the last. So that's 12 years. It's 12 years to think about. They're getting back to Chris Churchill, Tony Mendoza, Joanna Beese in studio tonight. The reunion. This is before any shows, anything like that. Their reunion, they're reuniting here on the download in Studio 435. Low Shut Up. Why don't we start with some music right away? Why don't we get to it? Chris, what's this song going to be?
This is one I think you know. It's called Trolley.
Oh, Trolley, one of my faves. Here we go. Trolley, Low Shut Up.
One, two, three. Everybody wants to ride the trolley. Everybody wants to ride it downtown. Get on at the stop and ride it for a couple blocks. Everybody wants to ride the trolley around. Everybody wants to ride the trolley, but I don't care. Everybody wants to ride. Go to Navy Pier. Don't you see me laying here?
I now ride a bike.
I was lying on the floor.
I now ride a bike.
And you come knocking on my door.
I now ride a bike.
I was trying to take a break.
I now ride a bike.
I guess I'll drive you in the lake.
Shut up in studio. Still live in Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. Chris Churchill, Joanna Beese, and Tony Mendoza here reunited after all these years, and feels so good, right?
Feels good.
All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, if that's okay, Pete? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get these guys around the table. We'll talk about what it takes to get back together after 12 years' time and hear some more music from Chicago's indie rockers. Los Shut Up. Stay with us. It's Studio 435 here on the download, WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Chicago indie rockers Los Shut Up, a band that really was, I mean, you guys were on stage performing and recording music for a couple of years. I want to say like 2000, 2004, that kind of area.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Yes.
So 4 years together, 12 years off. They're back together. And before they book any shows, they decide to come to Studio 435 first. Chris Churchill, that's Joanna Beese, Tony Mendoza in studio with me tonight. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about this. I mean, first, why don't we go back to 2000? What were the origins of bringing a band together? Because you all three were in comedy, and that's how I know you guys. Mm-hmm. It's great to see you guys again, but I mean, you guys were in improv comedy. What was the idea of putting a band together and truly doing music as opposed to just straight up improv comedy?
I think originally me and Tony were working at the trolley company.
Yeah, that's where we met.
And I think I was in the mode of like every shiny object looked great at the time, you know? And I came here with the plan of I was going to do comedy.
Right.
You know, and I did the whole Second City IO thing, you know, but I saw there was a band that was making lots of, at the trolley company, some guys, I was like, hey, I could do that. And then so me and Tony, we're going to play. And then we stole their bass player and then he was with us for a year before he couldn't handle the two of us anymore.
I knew Tony separately from improv, and then I knew Chris independently also from improv, but I didn't know you two knew one another, and the fates brought us all together.
Yeah, you know, when you go out to those comedy improv clubs, I should say, every night, and you're just, you run into the same people over and over again, and, you know, you're drinking, and then you end up in a band.
Well,
interesting because there's an innate creativity for people who can do improv and do it well, and the three of you can, and you also have the skills to be musical. So it's just it is sort of, you know, the building of community. That's the building blocks of it. The idea that it's not just what you're doing on stage at that place. It's the idea of the three of you finding something in common and being able to express yourself in a different form.
Yeah, I always feel really lucky when I get a chance to play music with people who also do comedy or improv or anything like that, because it means that you don't have to panic at any time on stage ever, because guess what? Three strings just broke on my guitar. It's time for Tony to read a letter from home, you know, or whatever silly, dumb thing we'd throw in to kill the time. That would eventually become a bit that we would do regularly, you know, because we did eventually after we stopped. I mean, we didn't stop. Let me straighten that out. Joanna joined the band a year in. Okay. And once we realized we all three, you know, comedy folks, we started making that part of the show. Before it was just straight rock, right?
Yeah.
When Joanna added it, we realized, okay, we have a real strength
here. So the stage show became more of had more improv elements in it than just sort of straight up music.
Yeah, on account of me.
On account of her.
There you go. Go figure.
Yeah, it's true. Go figure it.
Well,
we had a featured. We were, you know, I forgot to bring this up in our reunion rehearsals, but we had a featured performance spot at the Chicago...
Chemically Imbalanced Comedy.
Chemically Imbalanced Comedy.
Yeah, because I was a resident artist with them in the early days when they were just getting started, and they had us do... And, of course, we weren't doing the full rock setup then, and this is one of the sheer strokes of Tony Mendoza genius that came out of this whole thing. Is he's a drummer, and you can't, that drums and a big amp, it's not going to fit into the old Frankie J's space, whatever it's called now, you know, when we used to have
the spot,
who knows what it is now.
Tiny room, right. Like 20 people,
and
the crowd is like on top of you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want to blow them away with amplifiers and all that stuff.
Right.
So I found this toy drum kit, an electronic toy drum kit in the garbage. Yeah. In the alley, you know. And then I played it with carrots because we would go to the supermarket before shows.
So instead of drumsticks, we would there would be carrots all over the stage.
That's
they'd,
right.
They'd break quickly.
Disaster.
The carrots would break. That's right. Often.
Yeah. Where so does where? Did, I mean, you guys obviously met through improv, but where does your musical influences come from? I know you, Chris, for a long time, and I know that you're a Ween fan.
Oh yeah.
And
sure,
I know that you can feel that presence in the band and they'll shut up in the way that is. But where does the influences come from? For what we heard, like with Trolley,
well, yeah, my stuff was at that time. So we were coming off of the '90s then. So I was really into at that time Pavement and those indie rock bands. My drumming influence was the Who and the Ringo and that was about it, really.
Who and Ringo?
Keith Moon. I know who the drummer the Who is.
I'd say my role in this is purely functional. My music history was piano. I took piano lessons. Mrs. Tooman was a wonderful piano teacher for many years. She's passed away, but that's
that's what he was booing. He was booing her
down. Tony,
that's what I was booing.
So I had music, you know, growing up, but I'd never picked up a bass before this band.
Really?
Yeah.
I bought it for you on your birthday.
You did. Thank you.
It was a weird kind of a passive aggressive.
It was like, here's this bass, play in the band. Joanna.
Happy birthday. Join the band.
Which, of course, was kind of like, at the time, me and Tony, so the song Trolley was something that was sort of collaborated on between me and Tony and the first bass player. We all three worked at Trolley, you know. But when he left, we were like looking for someone to fill, and we tried a keyboard player that didn't work out. We tried a bass player that I had known before, and turned out he was just kind of a dud, and people just kept disappearing.
I don't remember any of this.
I remember the dud.
Who doesn't remember the dud?
During this time, we were only rehearsing with them. We weren't doing any shows with them for about, I don't know, 6 months or so. It was just me and Tony. And so I was trying to use my classical guitar skills to play, you know, point, counterpoint, bass, and lead at the same time kind of thing. Trying to be awesome.
And hilarious.
And hilarious at the same time. How do I do it? But yeah, but then Tony, you guys were dating. I don't think we said that, right?
Oh, cat's out of the bag now.
You were dating back then, right? At that time, they were dating.
Right.
And
sure.
At the time when Joanna was going to become our bass player, I was happy and nervous at the same time because I thought, wait a minute, he's just getting his girlfriend to play bass in our band. But turns out Joanna's awesome on multiple levels.
Yeah. All right. And then a lot of these recordings that we're listening to were recorded about, what, three, 4 days after we broke up?
Oh, yeah.
So
really?
That was a hoot.
That was rough.
Spending.
So you did the recordings after the breakup?
Yeah, that's right.
It was like the weekend.
What was that like? I mean, but talk about that. It's funny, obviously, 12 years later as we think about it, but the idea, was it difficult to be able to create music together in that environment?
Yeah. It was kind of horrible.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was a hard thing.
I'd also lost my job, in that same week. I was canned from my job, and it was...
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
That was a tough week. So we went into the studio,
so we decided to record a love song.
So we just hunkered down and...
Why? I mean, at a certain point with that happening in the band, was there any thought to say, okay, let's put this on the back burner, let's not record, let's decide to just...
You would think that would have been
right.
The thing.
Yeah. Well, it, right? But then it turns out that we had a second guitarist for a long time who's hard to sort of pin down.
You could only do one weekend.
Tony was very, very thrilled that she was going to be available that very weekend. So he's like, we got to do this, let's get
Holly.
It.
Yeah, Holly Lipper. She's a great guitarist. Yeah. She was in the band at the time.
We wish she were here.
We and wish Merry
and yeah, I just knew. I was like, oh, I don't think Holly's going to be in this band for too much longer.
we better get these songs.
It's a tough dynamic to exist within. I'll give that to anybody who walks into the room with the three of us.
Well, I mean, okay, so that was, I mean, the recordings happened, and then, you know, what was the timeline before you guys broke up? Was it like, was the band on the way out at that point?
No.
A couple years.
Yeah.
And we lasted another 2 years. Yeah. At least another two years.
Actually, it was kind of interesting. Like, when we broke up, we had just come off doing the Second City Unhinged Festival. Like, it was right around that time. We did that in 2004.
Yeah.
And it was like six Tuesdays in a row or something at the ETC
space. It was
space.
A little run, right. Yeah.
It was cool. It was fun. It was like a little variety/rock thing. You could tell half the people in the crowd were not expecting us at a Second City show. But at any rate, we did it, and we had a great time, and we used that money to go and record the next EP. And it was like, I mean, it was shortly, real shortly after we recorded that next EP that Tony, I mean, you decided you just didn't want to do this anymore.
I guess that's what that was.
We were
yeah.
at Bad Dog Tavern.
There's a plug.
Yeah.
If you're a band looking to break up, Bad yeah. Dog Tavern, yeah, yeah. great.
We were having dinner, and Tony dropped it on us.
On me, too? Was I there?
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
We were having What'd those I green do? Beans that they used to serve with
the... Oh, yeah, the crispy beans.
Yeah, the crispy beans.
Oh, those beans. Let's get some.
They were good. I don't think they're there anymore.
We should head over to Bag... Tony's like, you know, we should head over there right after the show. I'd love to talk to you guys again.
I'd love to talk to you guys about.
About this beans, 12 year... Man. So 12 years ago, Los Shut Up broke up. Mm-hmm. They're true. Back together here for a reunion tour. I mean, are we going to see some shows coming out from you guys? I mean, what's the plan?
We have a couple of things in the hopper. Basically, when the album comes out, which is the thing we did release, plus the thing we didn't release, remastered, plus a couple of extra things we've thrown on, when that is released on Mint 400 Records, we will do a release show. I talked to Jim Weber at North Bar, and he is totally up for doing it anytime. We just haven't decided when.
Okay. All right.
And then other than that, this filming thing we're doing here is kind of for my own purposes, but it also involves documentary type work.
All right, so there you go.
Whether we're getting
Tony Mendoza, Joanna Beese, Chris Churchill, they are Los Shut Up. They're going to perform again coming up here after the news. Let's take a break. It's Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, it's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Time for Studio 435. It's Monday nights at 10 o'clock. Our jam session in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We feature Chicago bands you should know. And tonight, Los Shut Up. Is that the preferred way to say it? Los Shut Up.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's exactly how you guys do it.
Yeah,
three teams.
The Chicago indie rock band that recorded and performed live all over Chicago from 2000 to 2004 broke up. They're back together 12 years later. It's Chris Churchill, Joanna Beese, and Tony Mendoza. They're here in studio. What are we going to hear now? What do we got, guys?
This is a love song that was written called "That's Love," and then we broke up, and we had to record it.
There it is. That's Love here in Studio 435. Los Shut Up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Woo-hoo. I woke up this morning. You woke up too. We've both been snoring, and that's love. It's a groovy, groovy kind of love. Back roads, we got that back roads bingo, enjoying the free space, and is that love? It's a groovy, groovy kind of love. Machine, pretend it's Halloween. Oh, hey. I guess I love you. You love me too. Let's never get married.
Yeah. So there you go. Los Shut Up in studio. Come sit down over at the table, guys. Chris Churchill, Tony Mendoza, Joanna Beese in studio, live Studio 435 here on Michigan Avenue. The reuniting of Los Shut Up, whose last EP was put out in 2004, right? That's sort of the end of it.
Mm. Actually, we never put it out.
We never put out the last one.
Yeah, so that's what this record
what
release
this is all about.
Is,
it's kind of like,
so you guys are going to put that one out?
Highly anticipated.
Yeah. Do you go in and redo it, or do you say, okay, we're going to put those tracks together and we're just going to put them out like they were in 2004?
We're gonna get it mastered. Much to my consternation, our first thing, we never mastered it. It's just there it is. Yeah, it sounds 20 decibels quieter than anything else you listen to, and that was So we're taking everything we recorded and getting it mastered, and so it sounds good.
For you guys, I mean, what's the emotion of getting back together 12 years later? Because, I mean, obviously you guys were bandmates, you were together, you were friends. What's it like to get back together in a band 12 years later?
We're older now.
Yeah. We did determine that. Older. We figured that one out pretty quick.
I mean, I guess that goes. But you know what I mean by older. I guess that just means... No. I don't know. You know,
I know what you mean. There's this sort of bittersweetness of... looking back at 12 years like it happened yesterday, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, a whole lot of life has happened in between 2004 and now. I mean, Tony's been in 17 other bands, right? You know, and he kept doing were doing comedy and stuff for a while, right? No, I was doing sketch comedy for a while. I did a few plays, you know, and I keep doing, I keep doing a lot of different stuff, and life just keeps going.
Yeah, we're all married now. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great, you know, individually great.
It's
and
weird.
Wait, did we marry,
all three of us are married to each other.
Yeah, that's what the reunion is, Chris.
You didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know. We have to drink a special potion.
I mean, the band has a certain spirit to it in the way that it's very quirky. It's very indie. It's there. You can tell the improv comedy roots that come through the songwriting that brings us a little Shut Up. Do you think that changes with age? Do you think that you guys get together and create new music, that it might be a little different in the way that you approach it based on your life's experiences?
Yeah,
I would
probably.
Say yeah, yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't write those kind of songs anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever consciously wrote Low Shut Up songs. I was always just writing my songs and hoping they would work for Low Shut Up, you know. And sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't, you know. But I think now I kind of can see this reunion as it is, as being like Low Shut Up is its own thing. Certain things work for this trio, and certain things don't. Certain, you know, times of our life work for this trio and sometimes don't. The great thing about being older is you don't have to look at it as it's the only thing going in your life. If this doesn't work tonight, I'm going to go kill myself. I'm going to go throw all my equipment off the bridge, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Like when you're in your 20s and your emotions are a lot higher than you are when you're in your 40s, you know.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. We used to get into all these crazy like you and your blah, me and my blah. And now it's just like, okay, man, let's get a cup of coffee together at the Alexander's.
Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. You seem calmer, Tony.
I'm definitely calmer. Yeah.
Say that out.
And I'm medicated, finally, so that's good.
Okay, so we know that Tony's calmer, Chris is medicated. Joanna, how are you different?
Yeah. I'm like a rock. I'm steady Eddie all the way through all these years. Not a lot of wavering.
Let me ask you this. There's a dynamic between Chris and Tony. And as you just mentioned, there's a lot of sort of getting at each other's throats, and there's a lot of sort of, you know, artistic differences and artistic arguments about where the direction for you to be in the band and have to put up with that.
Yeah.
What role do you play in that? And B, what is your sort of viewpoint and your philosophy when it comes to the being in this sort of sphere with these gentlemen?
I guess my philosophy is just to, as a younger sibling in my family dynamics, just to try to antagonize, I guess, as much as I can, or like play sides too, like, or play like, some days Chris is the A number one guy, Chris is my guy, other days Tony's my guy and Chris is on the on the list. So.
Well, yeah, when I came to pick them up today, I was the guy that had to get everybody's equipment and load it all into the van and then pick everybody up. So
I sat in the back seat playing with my phone.
Well, Chris sat in the back seat. He didn't sit in the front seat. He sat in the back. I drove Chris.
So I joined him So I joined Chris in the back seat.
Right, so I'm driving them around. And then when I pull up to Joanna's house, she's got a driveway that's on a 90-degree angle, so your car loses its muffler.
I want to pretend like I'm in San Francisco when I drive home.
Anyway, so I'm like, kind of got steam coming out of my ears while I'm picking these guys up, and she starts making fun of me and goofing around. And it broke the ice. It kind of put things into perspective, and I too could laugh at it after I yelled at them.
I'm glad that I
love it.
Serve that function for you, Tony.
The band is Low Shut Up. The trio is in studio. They are back. They're mastering, they're remastering their EP, and they're going to be hitting up some shows coming up here in 2016, 2017. Let's take a quick break, and can we get one more out of you guys?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do one more here at Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Download here at Studio 435, our Monday night jam session in the Allstate Showcase studio featuring Chicago bands you should know. Tonight, Los Shut Up, the indie rock band that broke up in 2004. They're back together 12 years later, 2016. Expect a remastered EP and some shows coming up soon. Los Shut Up is Chris Churchill, Joanna Beezy, and Tony Mendoza. All right, so this song we're going to hear is called Chocolate Sauce. It's the final performance tonight, Studio 435. Here they are, Los Shut Up.
In Dorito dust, I don't wanna go on, I'm not sure that I must. Things aren't so bad by objective reasoning. I feel this note in Dorito seasoning. I don't know which of my thoughts is boss. I get my love from this chocolate sauce. Wouldn't be so sad if I wasn't so tired. I need iron, copper, and my friendly wife. And one of our dogs ate one of my shoes. And celebrities always changing their views. And politicians, they always lie. I cross my heart and hope to die. I don't know which of my thoughts is boss. I get my love from this chocolate sauce. Wouldn't be so sad if I wasn't so tired. I need iron, copper, and my brandy wine. Popeye's love of spinach is to be admired. Popeye's love of spinach is to be admired. It's tough to be tough, I don't mean to be mean. My emotional strength comes from caffeine. I've not motivated myself in years, but I need Visine to activate my tears. I don't know which of my thoughts is boss. I get my love from this chocolate sauce. Wouldn't be so sad if I wasn't so tired. I need iron, copper, and my brain rewired. Popeye's love of spinach is to be admired. Popeye's love of spinach is to be admired. Popeye's love of spinach is to be admired. Popeye's love of spinach to be admired. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger.
Gary Doe. Hello, shut up. In studio tonight, Studio 435, the song Chocolate Sauce, Chris Churchill, Joanna Beezy, and Tony Mendoza. Why don't you guys come up back on the mics and we'll wrap it up. Have you guys here in studio, a show coming up here soon, as well as remastering their EP.
Tony, hurry up, back on the mics.
Guys, he'll make it, he'll make it. Here I come. He's a drummer, he'll get here.
He's a drummer.
Gotta get out of my cage.
He's got his own beats.
Since I have all three of you guys here, I mean, we've known each other for so long. I mean, Joanna, you're still doing shows with Sirens.
For sure,
Chris,
yeah.
I had you on not too long ago talking about your play, about waiting for a play. Tony, what are you up to?
I make videos for my new band called The French Goodbye, and I make other little videos, like little web series. You know, everything I do is very small and little.
Very little,
yeah. But yeah, I did a web series called Winner or Loser, about a delivery driver who's deciding if he's a winner or a loser based on daily events.
For all three of you, I mean, you have spent your lives here mostly in Chicago, you know, it's mostly in the improv scene, and obviously doing music with Low Shut Up. But talk about, I've been hearing more and more, and whether it be Facebook and other people talking about improv and the idea that improv has made their lives better, you know, and as we all have sort of come up at the same time and performed countless different shows, and you guys have been able to translate improv into what you do with Low Shut Up. Is that true? Has improv made your life a better life, Chris?
In general, yeah. I mean, every once in a while you come off as an improv nerd to somebody. But I'm talking about as a skill in life, absolutely.
As an ethos.
As an ethos, absolutely.
As a philosophy.
Absolutely. Life is improv. Improv is life. That was my old improv group in Kansas City before I moved up here. That was their thing, you know?
What do you think, Tony?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I think I do. I think everyone should take an improv class. I think it would just open your mind to change. Like, the world changes before, you know, the world changes. And so improv helps you deal with that.
Certainly makes things easier if you're like, oh, let's agree to what's happening instead of fighting one another and putting up roadblocks and not moving things forward in a, like, positive way. You know,
listening is a huge thing. Yeah. So yeah, it's like the fundamental basic building blocks of how to be a
collaborative artist.
Yeah,
as well. Yeah,
yeah, with art or with anything. You know. Yeah, and my wife does things at Northwestern with early onset Alzheimer's patients, and she's incorporating improv into that. And yeah, so it's got this altruistic thing you can do with it. You know, aside from, you know, making people laugh, it can do other things.
Healing.
You betcha.
For you, all three of you, you've also chosen, I mean, you find ways to pay the bills, but I mean, your artistic expression is through our creative adventures like Low Shut Up or improv shows like Sirens for years. I mean, talk about that choice that you've made in your life to be artists, to continue to find projects here in a big city, and how that's affected you. I mean, Chris, could you see yourself working in an office? Could you be an office guy?
I was an office guy. I worked for the Federal Reserve Bank for 4 years. I don't know if you knew that about me.
And I loved it.
But I got a crazy idea that I needed to go do work some crazy schedule and got stuck driving a trolley for 18 years, which I love, but right. I'm in grad school to try and get something else. Anyway, yes. What was the question?
No, the question is just the artist life. I mean, you live in Chicago, you live in a big city.
It would break my heart.
You chose this life.
Yeah, it would break my heart if I was told that I couldn't do some kind of creative outlet, some kind of artistic thing. If I didn't always have some project going outside of normal day-to-day life, I would be kind of depressed and sad. And it's not that I'm trying to get anywhere or make it. It's just you got to have some kind of creative goal, something to work on. Or it's like you don't want to kill your dreams, you know. And I don't mean like dreams of, again, of making it big somewhere. I just mean dreams of creating things, you know. Don't want to kill it.
Doing different things too, I feel like is really important. If I did only improv, first of all, I'd only perform probably once a year when Sirens does a run. But like pulling out the old bass after many years has been a gas.
Good.
And I'm going to say it honestly and openly in front of all these witnesses. that I love you guys. No, it's been very fun. It's been really, yeah. it's fun. And I've been.
I love you guys as well.
Oh, guys.
And so three on that. I love you too. And no, but she picked up the bass like real quick again. It's funny how things just whoop.
Yeah.
After 12 years, like, bang, bang, you can do it again.
Yeah.
For you guys
in the fingers.
All having the opportunity to come up and sustain your lives, your creative lives in Chicago, What does Chicago offer you? Is this a creative town? Is it a good town to be an artist in?
Yes. Yeah. It's ever shifting, like what the focus is on what's, you know, the hot thing to be an artist in Chicago. But that always gives you something to comment on and something to react to as an artist. So it's cool in that way.
Yeah, it's a great town. Yeah, it will always be an artistic town, I think, aside from and in addition to all the other things that, it, you know, that everyone knows it for. Oprah and Al Capone or whatever. Right. You know what I'm talking about.
I remember the show they did. But
I was going to riff on that, but we don't have time. No, it's a good town. And they're filming a lot here right now. There's so many shows. Dick Wolf has taken over everything. And
Dick Wolf.
There's other things going on besides that, too.
Oh,
so,
7 seconds.
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff going on. I got a master's degree at Columbia in interdisciplinary arts, and there are people doing things with art and science together, and art, like it's all over the place, and that was a really awesome thing to say.
Art is magic.
In the last few minutes,
art is magic. Yeah. Low Shut Up, one of my favorite bands, reunited after 12 years. They're going to be remastering their EP, Look For It, as well as shows that'll be coming up here 2016-27. Chris Churchill, Joanna Beezy, and Tony Mendoza. Great to see you guys. And
thank you.
I'm glad that you're back together.
Thanks
for performing tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Had fun.